And
the race,
yeah. The race, the skill, the challenge of the race. And so she says, this boar does prove your ability to hunt. At tomorrow's morn, we shall test the other challenges of Artemis. And if you best my Amazons at those, then it is beyond doubt that you are what you claim to be. Okay? So,
as you wish, to Artemis.
Look. So, I'll drink.
Okay. Well, who's the best at bowing and hunt and running?
That's him.
But I might need to rest to run.
I can run just as well as you can.
Okay, and the rest of the evening is the challenges for all of them, all of you.
Yep. So it doesn't really matter.
Maybe
one of us has to sacrifice themselves and trip ourselves in front of the Amazons. Oh, I've fallen down. Go!
Anybody got any golden apples in their pockets?
Oh, yes. That was an euphemism. Sorry.
But I'm a little fatigued at athletics, 2.8 versus 10.
Yeah, well, same
here. So should we interlude?
Up to you, man.
Give some strife.
Up to you, man.
Isn't it up to all of us?
Yeah, it's up to all of you.
I will go with whatever you decide, because I certainly have things I can be doing.
If there's a disagreement, then it's an orate roll against... It's like name plus orate. You roll dice if you disagree.
Yeah.
See, for me, I'm like, meh.
If you don't want to do it, then it's a...
Do you have anything you're missing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's two numbers.
You want to do it or
Do you want
no?
them back?
We can interlude after the archery contest.
Or we could interlude now. It's up to you.
If you'll call for it, I'll go.
I'm not calling.
I'll call.
All right. Okay. Interlude.
So interlude, what do you want to do? Refreshment?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your contest?
Athletics.
I'll do that.
Okay. So here's your opposition. You joining in?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's your opposition.
To stretch. Six. You're running.
All right. Me too.
Yes.
All right. Anybody who beats a six.
You get one automatically because you called it.
And the guy who called it gets one. Mm-hmm. So you get one and you get one.
Okay.
Anybody who loses.
That's us two.
Owes an oath to the hero who called the challenge. So that's you, Tucker, I think, right?
That was both of us.
He called the challenge.
Oh.
So you owe to him, he owes one himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I'll owe myself later.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
So, yeah, you get two challenges.
I will do... Great.
I think perhaps I shall heal
grace.
Up our...
The challenge is grace.
Okay.
Grace.
Okay.
Well... Can I switch to lore, or what is...
Yeah, you can call a challenge in whatever you want.
Then I'll do lore.
Okay. Works for me.
And your opposition is 5.
Pair of 4s.
4.
Goes to you.
So anybody who beat a 5 gets...
Yeah.
Is your...
That's 2 4s I got.
Oh, the tie's here.
Oh.
So Jason's going to call a divine favor?
No, he's got all his divine favor.
I might have a divine favor on. I think I'm going to kind of heal someone else.
Like actual healing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can heal the wounds of another hero,
yep.
Usually in exchange for an oath or two. To heal a character,
roll
your name plus heal versus 2d6 opposition. You heal one wound box plus one extra box per victory.
Dude, there's straws.
When you heal wounds, start with the highest marked box and work down. Mm-hmm. If you lose the healing contest, you take impairment. Okay? All right. So here's your obstacle. 2.
Take an oath.
Just one?
Yeah.
Once.
Go ahead. Take 2.
At what point do you get your second victory?
4. So take 2 oaths.
Say that again?
Because you just healed me all of my damage.
You rolled a 6. Rolled a 6.
Oh, yeah. You rolled a 6. Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
And
you actually got 2 victories then.
I will do that god thing.
Okay.
To
restore your divine favor?
Yes.
Okay.
So your opposition is
D12, and I will challenge.
So it's main
I will challenge the receiver of any in lore.
Is that wise?
We'll find out.
Lore is one of the gods of abilities?
Yes, it is. Lore, might, and the sword.
Hades?
Yeah? Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I'm not doubting you. I'm just
saying. Yeah,
cool.
I know. Seven.
Six.
Yes!
All right. Cool. So, you know, in the hot coals of the fire burn, you know, Hades' symbol, yes. You know is from Hades as he restores your divine favor. Ah, no, that's good. Okay.
Thanks, Jason.
All right.
All right, so you guys are all interluded, huh?
Yep.
And I get four more strife.
No!
Okay. So the morning breaks, and you're woken, I guess, and Hippolyte says, I have my strongest archers prepared. Come to the field of archery. And she sets the girls are lined up and the targets are lined up and it's pretty much a contest.
My lady, I have no bow. I shall have to borrow one.
Very well. We shall gift you with one of our bows. And I'm going to spend two of the strife from the last interlude to make the challenge a 2d8. Okay, so here's the Amazon bow skill.
Four.
Four.
Okay, so
not bad.
What do we do? Aim and bow.
Aim plus name.
Aim plus name.
Everything is name plus skill.
Okay. But then do you do bows?
Weapon dice only come into play if you're...
Yeah, no, this won't be weapon dice. It'll just be name plus aim plus any other...
plus four.
Creative four. Yeah, and I should name the skill before rolling. I'm sorry. Yeah. I always forget to do that.
That's
fine. It's aim...
Schindler was.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't do, like, at insight or something like that?
Even. If you want.
If you want.
Yeah, it's if you can talk your way into it, then do it.
I should have talked into a longer range. You guys are way too close.
Yeah, insight would be, I judge the direction of the wind to such an extent that I'm able to use the wind at the appropriate gust, use a gust of wind at the appropriate time to carry my arrow further. You know, that's insight right there.
And this either eagle feather is great for catching this type of downdraft.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Sure. Okay. Mark it.
Perfect.
One, two. Not me. I got injuries.
Ten?
What? You rolled a ten.
Oh, a ten. No. Okay. I thought three and a six.
Well, that's good.
Is that a seven because he had the plus two from before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, social.
Oh, that social.
Okay. I tried to make that clear, social.
Did you get anything
but
from
we'll count
the
it. Count it. No, count it.
Matter me.
No, count it. No. Let's not make it complicated. Count it.
One.
So, anybody who beat a four gets one glory,
awesome.
And whoever got the highest of you gets three additional glory.
Sweet. Nice. And do you get anything for beating it by six?
You get an additional victory, so that's
there's
an additional glory.
Oh. Sweet.
Which you gain one glory over for each victory. Oh.
So that
every 10 glory turns into an advance.
And a legend.
No.
Yeah.
You get a legend when you spend an advance. When you spend your advances to raise something.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. You're correct.
And then you erase your glory.
Yeah, and then your glory drops back to zero. It's like temporary and permanent honor in Werewolf, if you played that.
That's the best you can come up with for now.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, it's like turning your dimes into dollar bills.
The policy says... She looks at you all walk down.
Praise Artemis.
And your arrow is well aimed and has struck true. You are Artemis's, your skill with the bow is blessed by Artemis. But now let us see if she really holds you as her messengers. Only the fleetest of foot would be trusted with her missives. This beach runs all the way around the island. It is further than even the distance set from Marathon to Athens. My girls run this to prove themselves ready to take on the mantle of an Amazon warrior, and they shall once again race you around the island. And I'm going to spend 2 strife again for an athletics test around the island. And there,
I feel like
roll is just a 5.
Can we use the advantage of the island's hamnids to give us water and give us strength?
The island what?
And the hamnids that we got from hunting the boar.
Oh, those are the
Amazons.
Those are the Amazons. So I did say that you have an advantage. So yeah, you can have +2 advantage.
Oh, okay.
If you beat that, whoever hunted the boar and beat it.
I think that was everybody.
That was everyone.
Just Jason hunted best.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
Well, clearly this is going to require some serious stamina.
12!
So I must be
5. What's the number 4?
5 or more, yeah.
There we go. That's much.
10. Okay, anybody who beat a 5, anybody who got 5 or more,
gets
1 glory. And whoever got the most of you gains an additional 3 glory.
Sweet.
You made out like a bandit in this one. You won both of those, right?
Yes.
And gained a total of like 7 glory? 8 glory?
Yeah. Actually, the first one, then I would have beaten it by
8. Okay, so you got like 9 glory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Emotionally, this one only counts as 1.
Oh.
You only get that bonus 1 for 1 roll, right?
Just 1 roll. Right. Yeah. That +2 you only got once. Yeah.
Oh, +2. I did win.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so you get a point of glory.
Yeah, good. Very high.
That's all right. So Hippolyte says...
we stumble back into camp.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Before the runners.
You beat the other girls, the Amazon runners, and Hippolyte looks shocked, stunned. She says... Truly, you are messengers from Artemis. What is it that what message is it that she brings? Or that you bring from her?
We understand that you have some plans to depart this island.
We set sail with a war fleet to strike back at King Examon and Hercules, his servant.
My lady Artemis disagrees.
Disagrees? Does she not recognize that... does she negate the fact that Hercules has shamed us and stolen not just my belt, but the future of all Amazons?
Mayhaps she has other plans for him that...
And his demise.
Yes.
Did she say this?
She spoke not to us of the reasons. She said only that she did not wish her daughters to go to war at this time.
Then what does she say of the fact that that her daughters will die from this earth with no vengeance? Hercules has seen to the destruction of the golden tree.
She said not this day, right?
No, she said not to launch... I thought she said not to launch a war fleet.
Not to launch a war fleet, yep.
My lady Hercules stole the apples and the belt for cunning. Yes.
What does it matter?
Perhaps a small band of Amazons can invest him in his cunning as they can invest him in strength. Not a whole war fleet, but a small band.
We would see Hercules punished for destroying the golden tree.
Greater punishment.
Is that what Artemis has said, that she will see to Hercules's punishment?
Did she say something about the dangers of the water?
Tell her. Don't tell me.
On the rocks.
Don't tell me.
At this time, the water is not favorable. This ocean is not favorable.
Broken on. I think she was speaking metaphorically.
On the rocks.
I think she was speaking metaphorically.
They're gods. Oh. They are already metaphors. So if metaphors speak.
She said broken on the walls rocks. Of mankind.
Yes.
Oh, on the walls of mankind.
On the yeah.
I didn't know what you were talking about. Yeah. No, she didn't say anything about the rocks.
She said that
the
if
journey.
You send an army, you will be turned back.
What greater punishment can there be for Heracles than...
To find his defeat at the hands of a single woman?
Then...
To be
not just defeat, but...
To be defeated not in battle? To yes. not die of glorious end?
To be tricked.
To die without glory?
As he's tricked so many others.
Yes. She holds up a withered golden apple, and she says, when Hercules uprooted the golden tree of Hera, he single-handedly ended any future for Amazons here on Earth. And he did this at King Ectamon's bidding. The king and his city must suffer.
But with Artemis, there will always be hope and
hope?
A way for the Amazons to live. She will...
How? What hope is there? Only if the tree is replanted only if the seed is replanted shall there be a future for Amazons.
Can we replant the tree? But you should have more faith in Artemis than in a tree.
Is that what Artemis has sent you to do, to replant the tree?
No. Because
Hera has not allowed us Amazons into her garden to replant it.
Artemis has asked us to have more faith in her. Or, no. Help me, my cunning is 6-4.
And the tree
I
only grows with when watered by the sorrow of Pan.
Sorrow of what?
Pan.
Oh,
Pan.
Okay.
Pan.
Pan.
His name is Pan. Where is this Pan?
He's a god.
Sounds like a quest.
Sadly true.
Shall we go on it? Would it be
is that what Artemis has sent you for? That you shall redeem the future of the Amazon race?
Well, at a certain point, we have to start interpreting Artemis's will ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
You know what that means. You're closer to Artemis than we are, pal.
Can I ask her?
She's not going to answer. Well, she might answer, I guess. Or you can just make something up.
Mm-hmm. What does Divine Favor do?
What's that?
What does Divine Favor do?
Ah, there's a whole list of things that Divine Favor does.
Divine Favor does.
That costs you 1.
Things.
That costs you 2. That costs you 3. That costs you 4. And enchanting your weapon will cost you a whopping 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see, we've already got Poseidon mad at us.
Does Artemis owe you a god oath? Does she owe you an oath?
No. I
don't
the
know.
One that is
oh,
not.
Oh, you failed. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Well, I don't wanna belabor the point. What is it that you want to do?
Yeah.
What is it that you want to do, your divine favor?
No, I was just wondering if Artemis would answer for insight as to what she'd like her people to do instead. How can we save her people?
I think replanting the tree sounds good.
Okay.
That will certainly do the trick.
Let's try it.
Okay. All right.
Then tell her that we've been sent to go get the Tears of Pan.
Yes we have.
Okay.
We have come to aid you.
You have come to aid us. That is why Artemis has sent you?
I like
we are blessed. We have prayed to her for guidance. Perhaps this is the unlooked for is the most sought. For we do not expect her to send us men. How is it that you will help us?
It seems like the best way is to get the tree replanted.
I'm partially humiliating Heracles myself, but whatever.
Or humiliating Heracles. But
we can leave the island. We can do that later. Unless he's around the bend.
We'll do that later.
We can.
Well, this golden apple, withered as it may be, holds seeds that from which the tree might grow, were it to be planted in Hera's garden and watered with the sorrow of Pan.
So where is Hera's garden?
It is on Hera's mountain, the highest peak you see in the distance.
Hermon.
Let's go.
Where can we find Pan?
Will he be there?
That I do not know.
Let's go there and find out.
Okay. So, it's easy enough to get to... Let me rephrase that. Getting to the mountain is, you know the general direction.
It's a big pointy thing.
But getting to it... but getting to it in good order and good condition is the trick. And I'm going to say that, 2d8 is your obstacle to getting there in good order. If you win this challenge, you get to determine the starting distance, and you win positioning for the first round against any defenders of Hera's guard.
Should we ask for any of her people to join us on this trek?
Up to you, man.
They just rob you of glory, my friend.
I thought it would be kind of cool to have minions.
No.
But we let's go!
Greek heroes only didn't do the minion thing,
So this is a... I think this is a... What skill makes sense here? This is a...
Athletics might...
It's more of a cunning. This is a cunning...
No!
This is a cunning, skill.
Thank you.
Get back down to 4.
Oh, you see that?
And the roll is 8. If you lose, then I get to set the position, the initial positioning, and any defenders automatically win the positioning battle. I mean, the exact opposite of yours. So this is a cunning.
Well, I could weaken my hunt for a 12% chance, or I could just roll some dice and call it a day.
I'm thinking roll some dice and call it a day. Oh dear lord.
What is that, mate?
Good to get those out of the way now.
Yeah.
Oh, you can spend 3 for a plus 1d8.
Yes. Yeah, you can always. And you can also. Can you use fate?
Yeah? Blend?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, fate. Alright.
Yeah. But going back to your question earlier about, can we ask Artemis or whatever, you could spend fate to challenge a god, which I would count as like calling down a god to say, hey, I don't understand what the heck you just told me, give me some more guidance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucked.
You know what that means? It's kind of victory over all of us.
Okay.
Oh, dear lord.
So
I'm gonna spend 2 to reroll 1 die.
Woo! Okay.
And that's enough to tie it.
Well, no, you're rolling as
6.
You're rolling as an.
I'm cunning. I'm cunning.
Oh, I see. I see. But no, you're rolling as an 8.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you put it up to the only 1 victory level.
What?
He's only got 1 victory on us now instead of 2.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you get to the garden, and you see stalking the mountain. Okay, you see that the garden. In fact, the whole top of the mountain is a garden. Okay, there's a big wall around it. It's too high to climb. Mm-hmm. However, you see the head going back and forth of this giant. Okay, it's a giant, but he's not just a giant.